With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Video footage posted to X shows hundreds of pro-Hamas protesters gathered outside of Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer's home in Brooklyn, calling for the United States to stop arming Israel. The Senate passes a bill that could lead to a ban on the social media app TikTok. The bill is tied to a broader foreign aid package that cleared the chamber Tuesday evening. Tennessee lawmakers pass a bill allowing teachers to be armed.
Protesters chanted "Blood on your hands" after Tennessee House Republicans on Tuesday passed a bill that would allow some teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. The bill would also bar parents and other teachers from knowing who was armed. If Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, signs it into law, it would be the biggest expansion of gun access in the state since last year's deadly shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville. The proposal presents a starkly different response to the Covenant School shooting than Lee proposed. Republican legislators cast aside Lee's push to keep guns away from people deemed a danger to themselves or others. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, the head of Mexico's detective service has acknowledged that his country is the champion of fentanyl production.
That runs counter to statements by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president has long denied that fentanyl is produced in Mexico, saying that Mexican cartels only press it into pills or add finishing touches. But the head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency says Mexico has been the champion of methamphetamine production and now fentanyl since the 1990s. Experts agree that cartels in Mexico use precursor chemicals from China and India to make the synthetic opioid and smuggle it into the United States, where it causes about 70,000 overdose deaths annually. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they're done to save the life of the mother. Pro-abortion businesses, including Levi Strauss, Yelp, and Lyft, pushing to dismantle pro-life statutes. This is SRN News. Some American businesses operating in a huge foreign market have some concerns.
A report by the American Chamber of Commerce in China says that simmering tension between Beijing and Washington remains the top worry of U.S. companies operating in China. The survey of American firms finds inconsistent and unclear policies and enforcement, rising labor expenses and data security issues are other top concerns. The report says despite Chinese leaders' insistence that Beijing welcomes foreign business, many still face discrimination. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal Trade Commission's banning non-compete agreements. According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these. It stops people from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. The rule would ban the agreements for workers and force companies to let the employees know that they will not be enforced. More details at SRNnews.com.